Over 100 people gathered on the streets in Montreal on Saturday, December 11th, for a solidarity rally with Abu Sufyan Abdulrazik, organized by the Project Fly Home campaign. Abdulrazik is a Montrealer who was exiled in Sudan between 2003 and 2009. For over 6 years, Abdulrazik faced imprisonment without charge and torture due to a secret investigation and actions undertaken by the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, CSIS, Canada's Secret Service. Despite no public evidence or charges being filed against Abdulrazik, he remained stranded in Sudan for years. As Canada refused to issue Abdulrazik a new passport to return in contradiction to Canada's own citizenship laws. Finally, Abdulrazik, a Canadian citizen, returned to Canada in June 2009 after a federal court ruled in favor of Abdulrazik's return in response to a major grassroots campaign across Canada led by activists pushing for justice in Abdulrazik's case via street protests, rallies, and media mobilization. Despite having returned to Canada, Abdulrazik remains in a legal prison, bound by the UN 1267 regime. The 1267 list is an international tool which imposes a travel ban and an asset freeze on listed individuals and organizations. The list is managed by the United Nations Security Council, but is implemented by each UN member nation, such as Canada. It represents a new global regime of political control in which states cooperate across borders to impose politically motivated sanctions on individuals or organizations. In solidarity with Abdulrazik's struggle to be liberated from the 1267 list, Montrealers gathered on the streets to protest and to call on the Canadian government to immediately take action to ensure Abdulrazik is granted full freedom over 1 year after his dramatic return to Canada. I had the opportunity to join the Montreal demonstration to speak to participants about their support for Abu Sufyan Abdulrazik's struggle for justice. Montreal activist Maria Forti with Project Fly Home Campaign talks about the importance of the solidarity rally with Abu Sufyan Abdulrazik.
This is the second annual demonstration that we've had on or around December 10th. December 10th is Human Rights Day, so last year we came out in solidarity with Abdulrazik, who had just come back from Sudan in June of 2009, but is still on the UN 1267 list, so still fighting a long fight. So we came out last December to show our solidarity with him and to press forward some demands that he's been having since he came back to Canada. And this year we're doing the same thing because things really haven't moved that far since last year.
Talk about, for you, the responsibility of the Canadian government and their decisions around Abdulrazik's case in the last 12 months since the last March. Okay.
What I don't think the Canadian government wants to admit is that they could change Abdulrazik's condition immediately. So there was a man named Laban Hussein who was on the 1267 list in 2002, and before the UN 1267 committee delisted him, Canada had delisted him nationally, so he was actually able to have access to his assets and to travel and things like that, because Canada had delisted him nationally. So we've been asking the Canadian government to do that ever since Abdulrazik came back in the country, and they seem unwilling to do so, but they definitely have a responsibility to do so.
Montrealer Adel Sharkawi joined the Project Fly Home demonstration in solidarity with Abu Sufyan Abdulrazik. Sharkawi's own struggle against a security certificate brought him twice to the Supreme Court of Canada, and after a long grassroots campaign, saw his name cleared by a federal court. Adel speaks on the importance of public support and grassroots activism to ensure Abu Sufyan Abdulrazik achieves full justice in his case.
La manifestation d'aujourd'hui est très importante dans la mesure où ici, en tant que Québécois, Canadiens, nous démontrons par notre solidarité qu'on refuse ces lois absurdes imposées par les États-Unis à l'ONU. Cette liste est inconstitutionnelle d'après les lois canadiennes. On ne peut pas l'accepter. Il n'y a pas d'autre recours pour enlever son nom de cette liste. Alors il faudrait vraiment qu'il y ait plus de transparence dans ce processus. Il faudrait carrément abolir ce genre de liste qui font en sorte que les individus deviennent des chiffres, des noms dans les méandres de la dérive sécuritaire de l'après 11 septembre. Alors c'est très important d'élever la voix et dire qu'on n'accepte pas ce genre de liste et que Abdelrazik Abou Soufiane, en tant que citoyen canadien, doit bénéficier de tous les droits et libertés qui sont en vigueur dans ce pays.
Aujourd'hui, nous à Montréal, parler de les responsabilités du gouvernement canadien concernant cette loi.
Le gouvernement canadien doit faire preuve de leadership et ne doit pas être un simple vassal des États-Unis et doit avoir une voix indépendante aux Nations Unies, comme ça a toujours été dans l'histoire canadienne. Alors avec le gouvernement Harper, on se rend compte que Harper est plus à droite que les Américains et que ça fait son affaire de souscrire à de telles listes.
Et les dernières questions, dans le contexte de votre expérience de les mobilisations populaires ici à Québec, en solidarité avec vous, mais aussi c'est une campagne populaire. C'est quoi votre réflexion dans ce contexte-là?
Moi, je pense et je suis convaincu que la mobilisation populaire change la donne. Une fois que les gens prennent la rue, élèvent la voix, se montrent solidaires avec les personnes qui souffrent d'injustice, les personnes vulnérables, automatiquement ça a une répercussion positive, que ce soit à l'intérieur des tribunaux ou dans les médias. Alors c'est très important de se montrer solidaire avec Abdelrazik pour que son expérience serve encore une fois à démontrer que la mobilisation populaire est l'un des meilleurs moyens de faire entendre ses droits et de les faire respecter.
You have been listening to a report on a solidarity demonstration with Abou Soufiane Abdelrazik in downtown Montreal that took place last Saturday, December 11th, to mark International Human Rights Day. Abou Soufiane Abdelrazik is a Montrealer who was exiled in Sudan between 2003 and 2009. For over 6 years, Abdelrazik faced imprisonment without charge and torture due to a secret investigation and illegal actions undertaken by the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, CSIS, Canada's Secret Service. Despite no public evidence or charges being filed against Abdelrazik, he remained stranded in Sudan for years, as Canada refused to issue Abdelrazik a new passport to return, in contradiction to Canada's own citizenship laws. Finally, Abdelrazik, a Canadian citizen, returned to Montreal in June 2009, after a federal court ruled in favor of Abdelrazik's return in response to a major grassroots campaign across Canada, led by activists pushing for justice in Abdelrazik's case via street protests, rallies, and media mobilization. Despite having returned to Canada, Abou Soufiane Abdelrazik remains in a legal prison, bound by the UN 1267 regime. The 1267 list is an international tool which imposes a travel ban and an asset freeze on listed individuals and organizations. The list is managed by the United Nations Security Council, but is implemented by each UN member nation, such as Canada. It represents a new global regime of political control in which states cooperate across borders to impose politically motivated sanctions on individuals or organizations. For more information on Abu Sufyan Abdulrazak and his ongoing struggle for justice, visit www.peoplescommission.org. That's www.peoplescommission.org. This report has been produced for broadcast on CKUT Radio by Stefan Christoph.